Welcome to an Uncool People podcast. This is part two of my conversation with Monte Williamsone. If you didn't hear the part one yet, then please pause this audio right now and go to October 11th episode. It's called Becoming a Human Again. I promise I'll be here waiting for you to continue. Today we continue to talk about an online business creation, or maybe why you shouldn't do it at all. What does manifestation teacher do? Is it just another woo-woo hype, or does it really work? And what did I miss at The Secret? Well, let's go and figure it out. Enjoy, cool listener. What was one thing that you say, okay, if I didn't know this, maybe I would have failed in building online business?
If I didn't know this, I would have failed. Good question. You see, you made me think. I don't think there is really a failure thing. You see, like, I adapt a lot and quickly. Maybe that would be the thing. If you can't adapt and you want things your way, I'm sorry, but it's not going to work out as quickly or as easily as you want it to. So I always see, like, what works, you know, like what works, what is working, what people want. What is moving you forward? Like I said, with the book, it's not about, okay, I'll have a book by that time and this is going to be the person who's going to review my book, but I'm that one step at the time. I'm like, okay, I feel like I should write. I feel like I need a support. I need a course. So the same with your online business. Okay, I feel like I want online business. And if you just feel you need an online course because everyone else has it, I'm sorry, but no, it's not your path. You really have to, and that's why when you started asking this question, I was thinking about online business. For me, it was a desire long time, I think for the past 5 to 7 years, have everything online. And at that point, I wasn't teaching anything about spirituality, transformation. I was teaching English. And I already had my students online through Skype, I think at that time, actually. Skype, Zoom. And I was like, wow, like if one day I don't have to work at the language school. So my true desire, because my desire was for traveling. It wasn't for an online business. It was about, I want this lifestyle where I can be anywhere, at any place, anytime, and do, like, there's a certain income that comes and supports me. So it was a different, you see, like, there are layers beneath. If you want just because everyone is saying that, I don't think it's the right reason. Like, because my desire for freedom and for a life not based in one location is very strong. So I'm going to pull through. If your desire is just, I don't want to build an online business. Ah, this is too difficult. This is that. You don't, like, no. I'm sorry. Like, that's gonna be a failure.
Yeah. It's a very good point. When you have a wrong intentions, what I've learned, if you only have intentions of, okay, how I can earn more money with this, almost 100% it's not going to work. Because you only strive for some kind of, okay, money. But if it drives innerly, like you want to travel, you want to be anywhere, you want to inspire people, you want to give them something, you want to learn yourself, then I think these are the, I don't want to say correct intentions, but these are the intentions that
they're
you.
Stronger. Yeah. They're the true, like, if you have something that is always your purpose, your souls, your hearts, whatever you call it, and if you can, if that can go further and expand you, and if you see that is like, oh, I want to be location independent, then automatically a key comes, you know, like how to unlock this door of being, you know, location independent. Oh, an online business. Okay, so I go there. But if it's just the idea of, I don't know, how can you, like, if I'm a manifestation teacher, so online business, how does it make you feel? I don't know, like, million ways. There are million online businesses. You can think of fans only, you know, or you can think of someone selling shoes online. Like, there is no, like, real sense. I can't touch it. I can't sense the energy of that. But if you tell me about this, oh my gosh, I want to, you know, like, I want to go there and I want to do this, and I think online business would help me, and you feel the passion for the person, that could be the right direction.
So you have to have this feeling and imagination, how you imagine your life when you have it. This is how we manifest things.
Yeah. Like what it, you know, not just online business, but like ask yourself what does your soul want? Like what do you really want to experience in this lifetime? And also this is a question to ask yourself many times and often every day, because the more you free yourself, the more you can imagine you could have. Mm-hmm. Because also the first time you would be like, oh, maybe I just want a better job. And you don't have that idea of online business because that feels like that's impossible. If you're working at the grocery store, like how could I suddenly build an online business? You know, nothing bad with grocery store and working there. But maybe the next step for you is to become a shop manager. Regan Hillary was on the stage on Saturday at Mind Valley's event, and she was also saying, you know, sometimes you want to manifest a million, but you're at the 10,000 at that point. She's like, go to 12,000. And this is how I also, when I reflect back on my life, I've, you know, like step by step, you know, like when I started traveling, I was hitchhiking and staying at couch surfing. I still know how to do that, but at some point it became, I want something more. I want to stay in a, you know, a guest house. It wasn't a hotel. Hotel was like, oh, that's so expensive. Not, it wasn't too expensive. It was like, why would I spend so much money on that? Yeah. Like, that was the thing. It's like, and now it's like, and now I see like, oh no, like if I stay in a hotel, I can sleep well. I have my own bathroom, you know, with a hair dryer. Don't have to carry it with me, you know, stuff like that. And it feels like silly, but it's so true. So like, what is your next, and maybe like 5% thing. So, okay, you want an online business, but what is the next step for you? Like the small step. Oh, maybe you want it in English. Oh, you have to go and get English lessons. You know,
this is reminding me. Thank you for the answer. This is reminding me one quote. Now I don't remember exactly who wrote it, but I remember profoundly this thing of when you're too scared and look in front of you and you see that those fields and those forests, you get scared to go and discover that. But when you just look under your feet one step at a time, and suddenly you are in the middle of that field in the forest, and it's not so scary anymore. So this is reflecting.
No, I teach a lot about the one step, you know. It's an approach to life. It's not an exercise, not something I do. But like I was saying yesterday, at 4 a.m. at the train station, and I know that 7 a.m. is the sunrise and the sky is the best like 40 minutes before. So at 6 o'clock, I should leave to get on the bridge to see this beautiful sunrise. And I'm just checking the door, and it's like, it's still dark. There are sketchy people outside. I'm like, okay, not yet. Like, wait, you will feel like, just wait, like walk around, get your steps for today at the train station, whatever, like walk around. Like I had been sitting on the bus sleeping for the night, so I was like, you know, I want to move a little bit, and it's a beautiful station, it's a very beautiful train station, so I was like, let's just look around and all that. And then I was like, okay, one step, and I was like, if across the street I don't feel safe, I can come back into train station. You know? And this is how. And then I was like, across the street, I'm like, okay, there, it's fine. And I was like, I'm just gonna go as far as I feel safe. Of course, you're like, you go further in the old town, and there's like, there was no one. You go on the bridge, there are many people waiting for the sunrise, and then you're all of a sudden, you're like so comfortable and so enjoying and being grateful for your morning tea that you had made at the train station. It's like, oh wow, like life is good. But one step at a time, like you're saying, just look at your feet and like, okay, one. And it can be different areas in your life where you can apply it and ask yourself that, like, what is the next step in my self-development or my mental health or my health or my business or, you know, my career?
Yeah, or what can I do today? Just one little thing. Yeah. It doesn't have to be huge discoveries or job on yourself. Just one thing. Maybe I will just change this thought of I don't know to I'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, how could I do that? Yeah.
Manifestation teacher.
What
does that mean to someone who never heard about manifestation? Or, you know, probably many people have read book Secret. But what I found very, like, encouraging in book Secret is, yes, everything can happen. Everything is energy. But I was missing something there. I was missing thing. And now I realize I was missing my action. Or maybe a little bit someone guiding me by hand and telling me, every day, not what to do exactly, but just do.
this one step.
Yeah, like a little accountability partner.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they usually say, and it's a good name for any podcast episode, what they missed at The Secret. It's like a hook point, like it takes you, it's like, yeah, I've read that book and it doesn't work for me. Yeah, what have I missed? And that's what many people say, it's the action. But basically, if you're listening for the first time, you hear the manifestation or it feels woo-woo to you. As a soul who has come to this earth in this body, you are full with desires. We started the podcast. I said like something was like, I didn't feel that I have found what I'm looking for. And then I found that I'm always looking for something. We always are full with desires. And the question is like, where do you expand or where do you just say like, no, this is too expensive. Like, oh, I want these shoes. This is too expensive. Like you have a desire. You want to manifest this pair of shoes. And then you have blocks or learned items or whatever, like your life presents like, no, 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 no. Those are the blocks in our way to get something that we want to manifest or bring into our lives. And basically like in simple terms, it's desiring. And yes, then taking action, but the taking that one step action, but a lot working with the energy and energy, not as a woo-woo stuff, but what do you feel? You know, like, what do you feel? How does that pair of shoes make you feel? Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, then I feel desired and sexy. So then you come back to this place in your life and it's like, yeah, as a woman, I don't feel sexy and desired now. And then you think those shoes are going to bring you that. They might bring you, they might not. But with that thought, you can work already, you know, like, oh, okay, so I need to feel more desired and sexy. And it's not that you have to make someone to feel you that way. It's like, how can I make myself to feel that way? How can I feel sexier? How can I feel more desired? And you can work with that here and now. And this is what many people are like, when I get the shoes, I'll work on that. No, when you get the shoes, you will have the next desire.
When I get that guy, or when I find a job, or when I earn that million, then I will.
Yeah, when I have a million, then I will live the freedom life and you know, work online or have an online business. Mm. Like, what a silly idea. When you have a million, you'll have other ideas. You know, so yeah, it's I think the new concepts usually for people are that you can do things now, because we think we can just desire and then, you know, like it suddenly comes. It can happen like that. Like I was saying, like, what do I want in Prague? I want to create something. And like, and what is interesting stuff usually in manifestation, like you said, you were thinking about meeting me or like, oh, it would be really nice to talk. You thought that when you said
day before, like not last night, but day before last night.
Yeah, but I had decided about Prague 3 days ago, 4 days ago when I was, I think it was Thursday. I was like, okay, I'll go to Mind Valley because I can go to Prague. That sounds interesting for me. And you see, like sometimes there are manifestations when we are like, people when they receive money, they're like, oh, this money came in, but actually the money was transferred like way, like before you were manifesting. So this, it's an interesting, like a mystical thing as well. To bring into your life. But yeah, it's like desires, little actions, and learning about that energy that you can feel what you thinking you can feel in 3 years when you have something, you can feel that now. And it's very, very satisfying. And it's like, it's a lot of relief. So if you're looking for a relief, you know, stress relief, something relief, manifestation is like that, learning about the feeling and energy is really useful.
Yeah. And you know, for me, what was, or maybe still is sometimes, not challenging to think about, but every thought that we have, we are creating something for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I see something and I say, oh, it's nice, I would like to have it. And then you forget about it. And then sometime later you have it.
Yeah.
And you see that. Because if we, and I really, what I'm learning now is to, when I see something or someone who has a beautiful car or something so cool, instead of that common for me thought of, oh wow, how did I get it, or
where did they steal it
thinking about it more negative. I've read somewhere and I like the idea so much, appreciate it, because if you're happy for others, this energy brings you possibility to have it too. And I fall in love with this idea, and I'm like crazy cheering for everyone who is going in cool cars or I don't know, having beautiful things. And it's really, even if I don't have it yet,
it
makes me feel better than going with this energy of everything is shit and those people just are bastards and poor me, you know, in this victim role. if only for this energy change, it's already cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like seeing the opportunity or possibility that, oh, if they have done it, I could do it too. But that is like when we start thinking, what is my desire? And okay, let's take a car. My desire is the car. And then actually looking at like all the shit that comes through your mind when you see someone in the car, then you actually realize what you have to work with. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have to work with, I actually envy people. I think it's unfair that they have it and I don't have it. Oh, I think they stole it. Oh, but if, you know, like, we have the most popular one, like, how many dicks has she sucked to get that car? Like, that's a very, in Latvian, you know how it sounds, yeah. But, and then we have the opposite now. It's like, oh, she must be a really good sucker. Let me go and learn from her if she can get that car. You know, like, joking around. Later you can joke around, but first sometimes it's like, what a Barbie, you know? And to get, like you're saying, just to get from that to being like, wow, it's a cool car, to actually get to like, do you actually really feel or need or want that car or something? Like, to like see it without these prejudices. Mm-hmm. You like see it's like, it's just a car and it's just a person. And that's it, there's nothing more. But before that, you feel so many emotions like, oh, they have it, I don't have it. And it's a very scary world to live and walk in every day, where you see many things that you're like, oh, they have it, I don't have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very, and like you're saying, just that thought, like learning, it's like, oh, wow, a relief.
Yeah,
it's like ibuprofen for your life. No, it is.
And without any kind of medicament,
yes,
putting in yourself.
Yeah.
But it looks like manifestation, from what you've said, we learn about other blocks or fears or something we need to work on, and it looks like a lot of work.
At the beginning, could be, as also depending on, sometimes it's one block, you know, sometimes it's like I realize, because it's the feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm so alone in this world, nothing is supporting me. I think if there was like a one sentence you could practice, like, the world is supporting me, or I feel supported is better. Because if you feel supported, then you look at the world differently. If mm-hmm. you're supported, then it means everything supports you. And that's like the biggest. And if you go to these root blocks, it's nothing like too mystical. You just kind of unwire your thoughts and your ideas and how you see the world. And then you start to see the world in a different way. For me, yeah, it maybe feels like, oh, wow, it's easy. It's not like, it's not comfortable. You don't want to go in your poop yard. Because you don't want to, the problem is not the block, the problem is you don't want to admit that you have this, that you're thinking this, that you're thinking she's better than
I
am.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, when the longer you sit in your poop, the more used you get to the smell.
Yeah, it doesn't stink that much anymore, right?
It doesn't stink so much anymore, and then it's just becoming the natural habit or whatever. And I really, I'm going to preach myself now a little bit, but I'm really happy that in that moment when I was sitting in my own shit for a long time and I got very uncomfortable in there, I started to look for ways how can I get from there. And there are so many ways you can get, but you just need to really internally admit it and want it.
Yeah.
And then it's very difficult to get out of your victim role, because it's so easy to be there and judge others for your problems.
You were just used to that.
Yeah. So if somebody now at this point, maybe those people are not even listening to this podcast, but if they are, by some reason this podcast was brought to them and they're listening now and they don't feel so good about themselves, maybe there is one thing that can change or put the light into their heads, into their souls.
For the change to start to spark?
Yeah. Something simple.
Something simple. But like an action or?
Well, you tell me.
let rewind myself back to where I was feeling ungrateful. And that hasn't been too long ago as well, because you got those moments where you're ungrateful. I know one thing. Put yourself on a diet, and not the food diet. But if you don't appreciate something, if you don't appreciate your home, your great bed, like, go and sleep at the hostel for one night and you will actually understand that your children are not too loud and your husband's maybe actually okay, and take like a dorm, like a 12 people, you know, so you get a mixture of emotions. This is actually my next lesson that I want to share also with my listeners. Or if you don't appreciate the food that you have on the table, go on a real detox for 3 days and see how tasty it is after that. And I think, like, very often we're like, I want this, because again you want to feel in that way or something, but like take away a little bit. And but the other is going to be very, very opposite. Put yourself in loving environments. Like if you feel like, oh, I can't go on that diet, or that, oh my gosh, like hostel, that's horrible, maybe put yourself in a little bit of a more loving environment, because love makes things, like if you feel so hurt, then like you're like, don't hug me, but you actually want to be hugged, then maybe today go and ask like, hey, can you hug me? Can you just hold me? You know, because love is very healing, and love and hug and anyone can give that to you. You know, like people, where we are humans, if we are become open enough and ask for that, and ask can be another, just like, you know, I really want to hug, or just like, can you, I had such a horrible day, I want to cry, can you just like hold me?
Sometimes it's very difficult to ask for,
yeah,
but when you do it, really,
yeah,
so good feeling.
Yeah. And then you feel that in that way you open up to that possibility of the love and caring from other people to come in. Yeah, so you can go hardcore, like I said, you can like go on a diet in certain areas of your life, but that is for more people who are in self-development and still feel that like, oh, I'm not so grateful for something. Have a look.
Or just start to write all the things you can be grateful for. And very often we just don't appreciate. We wake up in the morning, or we have ability to stand up on our both feet and walk, to drink that cup of clean water, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot, but sometimes when you don't feel it, then it's subtraction of that can really bring that light to you, like, oh my gosh, this is so good, like I actually have it every day, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful. That little step away.
What's your definition of a cool person?
Of a cool person, someone who is expressing themselves in the ways they feel and want at that moment, and even they don't feel it to the next moment, they express themselves in a different way. Very free person.
Yeah. You think you're cool?
I think I'm cool. Today I'm cool.
Today I feel very cool.
Yeah. Thanks. And to feel cool about yourself. You know?
Yeah. Whatever it means for everybody. I think everybody's cool in their own way. You know? And
it's,
if you don't think you are, then who will?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the first step. Like, look at your feet, like, I'm cool.
Thanks for this conversation. And
thank you. Yeah, beautiful.
What is that one small step you can do today? Right now, after listening to my podcast, a small step or a change of a thought that can take you to something you desire for so long. Go, do it. And if you enjoy this podcast and you would like to hear more, please subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and I see you next episode.